Now, you're very welcome back to the lunchtime programme here on News Talk 106 to 108. If you want to comment on anything you hear on the show, the text line is 53106. Now, amid all this week's earth-shattering revelations about the cost of bailing out the banks, the horrendous live register figures, there are some businesses that are indeed flourishing and thankfully giving lots of hope for the future of the country. I'm joined in studio now by the manager of the Cliff House Hotel in Ardmore, County Waterford. He's also the manager of the newly opened Cliff Townhouse restaurant in Dublin. And he'll tell us more about that in due course. You're very welcome to studio, Adrian Barthels.
Thank you very much.
Now, first, tell us a bit about yourself. What's your own background? And I think you started in Waterford at the Cliff House Hotel in 2008. But what were you doing before all that?
Well, I've been in the hotel industry in Ireland since I graduated from Carl Brew Street in 1984, I think about that. So I've been working mostly in Kerry. I was the manager of Sheen Falls Lodge in Kenmare for a good while, and thankfully moved to the Cliff House Hotel just before it opened in 2008.
Now, tourism business at the moment is not brilliant compared to previous years, but you're doing really, really well. You've made a roaring success at the Cliff House Hotel. Tell us how you do it.
Well, I think the beauty of the Cliff House Hotel is that it's unique. It's in a situation that is in part of Ireland that is probably unknown to a lot of Irish people even, and let alone foreign people. So we're showing a light of a part of Ireland that is beautiful. And we're very uniquely designed. It's a small, intimate property that overlooks the sea. I think the sea has a huge attraction for people. And the hotel is also unique in terms of its food offering. We are the only property outside of Dublin to have a Michelin star for the restaurant, and the only hotel in Ireland to have a Michelin star.
Just explain to our listeners, the hotel is quite small in scale. How many rooms do you have?
We have 39 rooms.
Okay, and you have a Michelin-starred restaurant. Did you set out to do this, to turn the place into is it a five-star hotel? Or
it is, yes. Well, there was a lot of investment in building the property, so we felt that there was a requirement at least to produce an offering that would reflect what was invested in the property, and we think that as a quality property, that's the best way it could survive. So we went for the top, and we're still trying to reach those stars.
And you're doing okay in the middle of a recession?
Pretty much so, yes.
How do you market what must be an expensive proposition to your customers?
Well, it's we decided to target around the area from Cork to Waterford and the South Tipperary area, middle of Cork, Fermoy, that sort of area. So we went for the local market first and then built up a base. And after that, we started going abroad to foreign, like the US and the UK. We also joined Relais Chateau, which is an international marketing organization, which allows us to promote internationally. And so now, thankfully, we're getting a good mix of customers from all over.
I'm talking to Adrian Barthels, who's the boss of the Cliff House Hotel in Ardmore and of the Cliff Townhouse Restaurant in Dublin now. That's a refreshing, old-fashioned approach to doing business. First, you got Irish people to use your business from the immediate catchment area, and you built out, you layered out from there. What do you think about the totality of the Irish hotel industry? There's a lot of moaning and groaning going on at the moment. What would you say to them to do about their problems?
Well, I think you really have to go out and get the business yourself. You have to be on the road. You have to do the hard yards and literally go and try and attract those people. Because if you rely on other people, you need to do it yourself to get the job done, really. So I would say just you have to rely on your own resources, and we certainly tried to do that, and that's how we've been going forward.
Now, Adrian, you said also you have a Michelin star in Waterford. Who's the chef down there?
His name is Martijn Keota. He's a Dutchman. He's come from Holland. But he's been with us before we opened, a very talented and genius chef, I would say.
What, he works 36 hours a day?
He does, yeah.
Pulls his hair out and all that kind of stuff.
Not much of it left.
Yeah. But he's a great guy. He's a smashing
chef.
He is.
He's very passionate. And again, the beauty of what happened in the Cliff was that he had about 6 months before we opened to go and source all the local suppliers. So he was able to find people who had really quality, and we use as many greens as possible. We also grow our own herbs and vegetables and salads in a local garden centre in Youghal, which he helped set up. So we have a lot of supply from a local area. In fact, when the air crisis was on, it didn't affect our supplies at all because they all came from local areas.
Your vegetables don't have a carbon footprint.
They don't.